This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a decisive victory in the Delhi election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP bagged 22 seats. The third contender, the Congress, has been completely wiped out of this polls after failing to win even a single seat. A party winning more than the halfway mark of 35 seats forms the government in the national capital. The prominent winners from the BJP include Pravesh Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Vijinder Gupta from Rohini, Kapil Mishra from Karawal Nagar, Tarinder Singh Marwa from Jangpura, Majinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhinagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash, and Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar. The prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdath from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai from Babarpur, Vidinder Singh Kadiyan from Delhi Cant, Kuldeep Kumar in Konli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilaknagar seat, Imran Hussain in Balimaran, and the Sahiram for Tughlaqabad. The notable faces who lost include the senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak, Awadh Oja and Jitinder Singh Shunti, Congress Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Biduri and Rajkumar Anand. In the by-elections, BJP Chandrabhanu Paswan has won from the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh, and Chandrakumar VC of Dravid Munnetra Kazhagam has won by the by-poll in Erode Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Delhi for giving the mandate to the party in Delhi Assembly polls. Addressing the BJP workers at the party headquarters in the national capital, emphasized that the country yesterday is opting for the policy of contentment over appeasement. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the very first time. The Prime Minister assured that after BJP's victory, Delhi will witness the world-class urban infrastructure now. He said that Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust of the country that has the BJP's double-engine government.
आज दिल्ली की जनता ने साफ कर दिया है कि दिल्ली की असली मालिक सिर्फ और सिर्फ दिल्ली की जनता है.
Hitting out at the Aam Aadmi Party, the Prime Minister claimed that the anti-graft party turned out to be corrupt. Mr. Modi thanked the Delhiites for imposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights. Addressing the gathering, the BJP President JP Nadda said that the results of the Delhi Assembly polls show that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi resides in the hearts of Delhiites. The Aam Aadmi Party's National Governor Arvind Kejriwal said that the party has accepted the result of Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended the wishes to the Bharatiya Janata Party for its victory. Mr. Kejriwal expressed the confidence that the BJP will fulfill the people's aspiration for which they are chosen. The Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre stated that the party tried to create an atmosphere in the public's interest, but the public did not give the Congress the mandate in Delhi. He mentioned that the Congress accepts the public's verdict. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also said that the party accepts the mandate of Delhi with humility. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi thanked all the Congress workers in Delhi for their dedication. He added that the fight against pollution, inflation and the corruption will continue. In the Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC defeated Mohammedan SC by 3-1 in the GMC Baloyini Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad. The Hyderabad striker showcased a dominant performance, finding the target in the 25th, the 24th and the 90th minutes of this match. Mohammedan SC scored the only goal of the match in the 78th minute. And that is the end of this news bulletin.